you began your career in law enforcement, and you were made a special agent for the FBI. What kind of work were you involved in?
Well, when I graduated from the academy in Quantico, in those days, to be an FBI agent, you had to be a lawyer or a CPA. I had a law degree. I had passed the bar. I didn't really care about it because I thought it would be fun to be an FBI agent. So my first assignment was in Seattle, Washington. You know, most all of us were bachelors. We just had a grand time. Did criminal investigations, crime under government reservations, all the financial crimes, automobile theft, bank robberies, some internal security stuff. But then I got transferred to San Francisco, lived in San Francisco, and worked in the resident agency in Berkeley. No great surprise in Berkeley, California in those days. Internal security, new left terrorism, those were some of the things I did. But I thought the Bureau was great, very professional group. I became an agent in 1969, left in 1971 to come back to Oklahoma to be an assistant DA. I just really wanted to try cases and work for Buddy Fallis.
The Weather Underground Organization, was that under your jurisdiction?
Yes.
Did you get involved in whatever work it was with them?
Yeah, Black Panther Party was headquartered in Oakland. And they were a subject of investigation of the FBI. The Weather Underground, Bill Ayers, of recent notoriety in the presidential election in 2008, Bernadine Dorn, Bill Ayers' wife, all of them were fugitives, and they were all subjects of investigation, criminal investigations, actually, by the FBI.
Wasn't the group involved with campaigns of bombings through the mid-70s?
Yes.
They, too, targeted government buildings along with several banks.
Right.
And I point that out because here we have the bombing of federal buildings and the bombings that are going on today,
right,
that there was this going on back in the 60s and 70s.
Right. And those individuals generally were from not very affluent, but certainly affluent families. And for some reason or other, they despised the United States. I mean, they hated the country, everything it stood for. Probably all that came from their view that America was a colonial power in Vietnam. I mean, the Vietnam experience, obviously, as all of us know of that era, radicalized a lot of people. But I viewed my work as routine. I mean, if somebody blows up a bank, they're a criminal. I don't care what their motive is. Motive only matters for punishment. It's kind of like if somebody holds up a liquor store to buy food for their children, it's still a crime, as if you held up that liquor store solely for the purpose of just getting money and buying narcotics. But when it comes time to sentencing, then the person who bought food for a child will be treated more leniently, but it's still a violation of the law. So I looked upon all of those people as curiosities to me. I could understand why this country's so glorious. And sure, any human society makes mistakes, but the United States is a wonderful nation with wonderful people. We start and stop, we stumble, but we fix things. The whole issue of slavery is a good example. The behavior in Berkeley was just stunning to me. I thought spring in Berkeley just naturally smelled of CS gas. You know, there are riots all the time, and you think, well, don't you have something better to do than rioting? It was just a very unusual time in American history, and I think an unfortunate time because I don't think it accomplished anything. Just hurt a lot of people.
So then you come back to the Buddy Fallis office, Tulsa County District Attorney Buddy Fallis,
right,
and become an assistant there.
Right.
How long were you there?
Just
in that
a year, and I've tried probably 15, maybe it was not quite that many, certainly anyway, 10 felony jury trials, got lots of trial experience, and then went with the Blackstock Law Firm. And ran successfully for the legislature in 1972. So I served from 72 to 74 in the state house. In those days, out of 101 members, we had 25 Republicans. That was the high watermark of Republicans. I think one year back in the 20s, Republicans had the majority. But, you know, they searched out after Republicans on Saturday night, I mean, with their headlights. There weren't too many Republicans. So most of my friends, quite truthfully, were Democrats. That's one of the reasons why I never had a problem with bipartisanship, because my grandfather was a Democrat member of Congress. And in Oklahoma, growing up in Oklahoma, especially if you were in the legislature, you know, there were nice Republicans, but there were nice Democrats, too. And if you wanted to get anything done, you worked with the Democrats because they control the place.